This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. In a public open house last week, the Port Townsend City Council heard community feedback on the Port Townsend Health and Wellness Center and the rebuild of the pool. 80 people were in attendance at the Fort Worden Commons. This planning effort began in September 2021, following many previous efforts to replace the Mountain View Pool. The current Mountain View Pool was constructed around 1963 and is operated and maintained by the city and the Olympic Peninsula YMCA. The city continues to invest in the pool to extend its useful life, but this will not continue to be sufficient for optimal up-to-date needs. The Peninsula Daily News reported that Jim Calvillage of the Portland firm Copsis Architecture presented an overview of the project and sought input regarding the kinds of amenities and features people wanted to see at the new facility and their preferences for site location. Opsis had presented a concept for the wellness center that had a fitness room for strength training, cardio, and perhaps physical therapy, a group exercise room for classes like yoga, dance, and stationary cycling, and a flexible space that could be used as classroom for cooking classes or for children's birthday parties. A 6-lane, 25-yard lap pool would be central to the facility, which might also be able to accommodate a warm water recreation pool for therapy, rehabilitation, and exercise. The price of carrying out the work of constructing a health and wellness facility and pool, as well as any demolition of Mountain View, if that site is selected, is something Opsis must determine and the steering committee must approve before the plan is submitted to the City Council. The city is launching a brief survey to gather public feedback on the rebuild of the pool, whether it should include other amenities, and where it should be sited. This survey will stay open for 2 weeks, closing on March 31st at 5 p.m. It can be found at a link in the transcript of this broadcast on kptz.org. Two more open houses are planned, one in May and one in June. Exact dates have not been scheduled. To address the problems of traffic accidents in tribal lands, the Department of Transportation's Tribal Transportation Program Safety Fund program has agreed to award $139,270 in federal grants to three Washington tribes. Traffic accidents are consistently higher in tribal lands than in the rest of the nation as a whole, according to studies. A press release through the Washington Democratic U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell's office announced the decision yesterday. Cantwell is the chair of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. The Macaw tribe will receive a grant of $85,532 to fund a road safety audit on a 3.9-mile stretch of roads in and around Nia Bay. The route is a scenic byway and is the main route to access tribal businesses, government offices, and recreational areas on the Macaw Indian Reservation. The Jamestown Tsklallam tribe will receive two grants, totaling $47,738, to fund safety audits on a 0.7-mile section of West Hendrickson Road and of a 1.3-mile section of Old Blinn Highway. Both areas include a significant portion of the Olympic Discovery Trail, which has a high volume of pedestrian and bicycle traffic during the summer months. The Swinomish tribe will receive a grant of $10,000 to fund important data collection about collisions and traffic counts at key intersections. This data will be used to support future grant requests to improve sidewalks as well as the SR20 interchange. Timber sales have increased in Jefferson County. The Peninsula Daily News reports that the county received $1,116,217 from its lands managed by the State Department of Natural Resources in 2022, with more than $400,000 coming in the fourth quarter, which began October 1st. Jefferson County has more than 14,000 acres of land managed by the state. Timber sales from those lands fund county services, including emergency services. According to the DNR, the county has already received $953,765 in the first quarter of 2023, with another $1.3 million projected for the remainder of the year. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.